Next up to the mic, a woman who balances her time between consulting for nonprofits, playing bridge, and trying unsuccessfully to learn how to cook. Please welcome Ricky Baker.
So you're in a locker room with about 30 other women with towels wrapped around their heads and nothing else on, and a voice says, "There is no reason not to marry a man just because he only has one testicle." Now, that's really a hard thing to respond to. And it turns out it was spoken by a woman I barely knew who had told me for about 2 years running little bits and pieces of the story of her courtship with this gentleman while we were doing leg raises on the floor of the gym. I showed, I guess, a modicum of interest because she then asked me if I would be her maid of honor when she married this gentleman. Now, technically, I'm qualified. I was, in fact, unmarried. But how many grandmothers do you know who wind up being maids of honor in weddings? I didn't know what to say, and so yes was my answer, and maybe I even said thank you. What were my duties? Let's see. I was to find her a place to be married. I was to do the flowers for the entire wedding, which, in fact, I was to purchase. I was to accompany her when she went to buy her bridal gown, and somehow I was to mitigate the battles between her and her mother. I was to wear a tiara, and I was to generally take care of making sure that everything worked out beautifully. Well, she knew a woman who I knew who had a very nice house. She barely knew this woman, but asked her, "Do you mind if I get married at your house? And since you're a caterer, would you mind preparing all of the food at your cost for the wedding? And there will be, in fact, about 100 guests." But this isn't really a story about imposition. This is a story about mud. And so, the day before the wedding, I collected some plastic flowers, and then I drove around to several funeral parlors after the funerals had taken place to ask them kindly to donate some of the flowers because I couldn't afford to buy them for the wedding. Okay, there were a lot of lilies, but what do you expect? The rain is pouring. The tent goes up after the rain has muddied the entire garden where the wedding is to take place. So my plastic flowers and my funeral parlor lilies and I arrive. This time I'm wearing rubber boots, and I arrange all of the flowers. And when I leave, I pray for good weather on the morrow, and everybody's happy. The next day it was raining even harder, unfortunately. I plunked my tiara on my head. I put on my lime green maid of honor dress. God, it was horrible. And off I go in this horrible rainstorm. The tent is up. The tables and chairs are set. Everything has sunk about 6 inches into the mud. And there is a small problem. The bride is dressing in the house. And then there is a big expanse. And then there is the tent. How are we getting the bride, and by the way, me, the maid of honor with the tiara and the mint green dress, from the house, under the tent, in the pouring rain? Mercifully, the brother of the groom had the answer. His answer was in a pickup truck where he had just returned from summer camp in the National Guard, and all of his ponchos and tarps, smelly though they were, came to the rescue. He rigged up some dreadful-looking canopy, and the bride walked down from the house, down the aisle, with me preceding her. The difference between us, I'm wearing the tiara and the horrible mint green dress, and I'm wearing high heels. She's already about 7 feet taller than the groom, so she's smart enough to be in flats. And now, as I start to make my gentle and feminine way down the aisle, the heel, of course, stuck in the mud, and now I look like Chester on Gunsmoke, and I don't quite know what to do. So I smiled. I adjusted my tiara, I stepped gracefully, I thought, out of my shoes and continued walking in the mud down the aisle. It was quite a sight. We have a lovely dinner because, of course, it's catered by a brilliant caterer who isn't charging anything. And after dinner, there is dancing, although not very many of us can get up out of our chairs to dance because the chairs have, in fact, sunk in the mud. The music was provided by the bride's brother. He and his combo, I think, had last played in Iowa at the Corn Fritter Fest. But they were very spirited. They really were. The only truly embarrassing moment, I thought, for the bride who didn't realize it at all was when she got her groom to perch on a bar stool, had her brother, the cornhusker, play singing music for her, and she serenaded her beloved with, "It had to be you." And he sat there, the poor man. First he was bright red, and then he just turned white, kind of gave it up. But anyway, the finale of the evening, my favorite part, was the throwing of the bouquet. Now, I'm the only attendant, and so I'm clearly going to be the target. But there is this whole scrum of groom's cousins, little cute girls, and they all get up and walk up to where the bride is, and I situate myself approximately as far from them as humanly possible and do my very best imitation of Venus de Milo. I ain't moving, and I don't have any arms. The bride doesn't care, and she throws the bouquet directly at me. And before I had a chance to put up my arms to defend myself, because I don't want to get hit in the head with plastic flowers and lilies, flying across my path comes something. I don't know what it is, but it literally knocked me in the mud, which I finally have now succumbed to. And the person rising triumphantly with the bridal bouquet was the groom's mother.